Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The business of NHL free agency continues on this day, albeit at a slower pace than yesterday. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, radio only for today, and then on hiatus for the rest of the week. So we'll get the good news out of the way first for the listeners there, Marty.
I'm back. That's a good news. I'm back. I tried to come back yesterday for the last segment, and then I was pulled away, whisked away. I was told to shush a couple of times during our segment together at the top of the hour when I joined the show because I was too loud and they were doing live TV on the other side. So let's just say that's the good news. I'm back. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, again, you missed the story. The good news is we're off the rest of the week, so that's a reprieve for the listeners. Free agency continues, and yesterday was yesterday, today is today. And we'll start with James Reimer and his signing of 1 year on a one-way deal with the Sabres and what that means. Specifically, in your opinion, from the crease perspective, for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and for Devon Levi.
Okay, well, James Reimer is a NHL goaltender who is now kind of bordering the, am I a number two or am I more fitted as a number three in an organization and can be called back? Like Martin Jones last year with the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Okay. So the Leafs had Ilya Samsonov, they had Martin, they had Matt Murray, and they signed Martin Jones to say, you know what? He had a really good year the year before with Seattle, but are you now in the top two comfortably, or are you more of a three and borderline, and we'll see what happens if we need a third goaltender? I think James Reimer fits in more of the latter situation. They sign him at a one-year, $1 million contract, which means that if he's clearing waivers and sent down to Rochester, he's not costing anything on the cap, right? Like anything over 1.25.
It's costing you $1 million in the minors.
Yes, I get that. But that's what most teams are doing now when it comes to a number three, right? If, especially if you don't have a, you know, Shesterkin or Vasilevsky or Saros or anybody like that, and you're like, hey, at some point we may need an added insurance. That's what James Reimer is. He's an added insurance. I think if everything works well this season, Luukkonen and Levi are your two goaltenders. If there is an injury or some performances that are not going the right way or development that's not going the right way, then you're saying, okay, there's James Reimer that can come in. He can play you 15, 20 games if you want to and be an NHL goaltender at that point. But he's costing you $1 million insurance policy kind of. But I think that's normal of a lot of other organization around the National Hockey League right now, especially at that $850 to $1 million. Like Eric Comrie signed with Winnipeg at $825, $850 or whatnot. He's their
for
number
two years.
2 years.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo. WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo. 98.5 FM.
825 for Eric Comrie. It's going to cost you $1 million for James Reimer.
But I wasn't really caring about the money. I was asking what it means for Luukkonen and Levi, because many people are going to view this as a very daunting challenge for Levi to win this outright, given that James Reimer hasn't played a game in the AHL since 2011. Are you there? Well, I think we lost Marty, so we're off to a flying start here on Sabres Live. But I will say this, the Sabres schedule has come out, and as you know, they were starting in Prague on the 4th and the 5th of October. We told you yesterday the home opener is going to be on the 10th of October against the LA Kings. The very next home game will be Saturday night on the 12th of October. I was told yesterday that the October game was against the Kings was a Friday. I apologize. It was a Thursday. And Saturday, it is against the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. So big start for Buffalo against the Devils twice overseas, and then coming home to face the Kings and the Panthers before a road trip gets them out to Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Chicago. We'll see if Marty's come back now. Marty, are you there? He's still not there. Well, obviously, Marty's relocated or taken the Canadian Wi-Fi with him from his travels yesterday. So we'll get to that in a minute. But we do have, let me just double check here on the schedule. And you can find this all, obviously, on the Sabres social channels and on Sabres.com. Just seeing that beyond that visit from the Panthers on October the 12th, Thanksgiving week, am I led to believe we have a home game on the Wednesday night now? Is that right? Before Thanksgiving? November 27th against Minnesota. That will be welcomed back as far as families are concerned. It's always a terrific night of the year. And then Black Friday afternoon game, 3 p.m. with the Canucks in town. So a couple of the early highlights there on the schedule. And then obviously, let's wait for Marty to get back here. When you're looking at the signing today of James Reimer, we knew that the organization was going to have to add to its goaltending depth based on, the expiring contracts in Rochester, the evolution of Devin Levi, the impending contract of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. But how are they going to fill that three spot behind Levi specifically, because he has less experience than Luukkonen? But also, how is that going to mesh with Rochester? Yesterday, they signed Felix Sandstrom, who had been in the Flyers organization, and today it's James Reimer. So, Marty, again, the question is, we can leave Luukkonen out of it for a minute, meaning
yes,
the expectation is he'll get his deal and he'll enter the season, presumably as the number one. But my immediate reaction when seeing this today, but James Reimer, not that it's not the right decision, because obviously you wanted to have someone with tremendous experience. And I think Reimer ended up playing more and better than many would have expected last year in Detroit. His save percentage was over 900. He played 25 games. And it was, it ended up being kind of his show with Alex Lyon, since Ville Husso was never able to quite recapture the form that had netted him that deal in Detroit to begin with. So, but from the Levi standpoint, there have been a lot of people responding to the show on a regular basis about what's best for Levi and should he spend more time in Rochester. And so, again, from your position, having played this, like, what do you think is going through Devin Levi's mind? And not having the benefit of knowing what James Reimer and Kevin Adams negotiated here, but what do you think is going through James Reimer's mind? Does he think he's spending a second in Rochester this year?
Well, first of all, sorry for the misconnection here, but I think I'm back. As Weeksy always says, you're back, baby, you're back. So I think I'm good now. Number two, I would think that this is a very... I don't want to call it important question, but it's very relevant because we all know that Devin Levi has a lot to learn still. both on and off the ice, and he did really well in Rochester last year. But having him follow up on last year's season in Rochester with another really, really strong performance in Rochester this year would not be a step backwards for Devon Levi. It would actually be another step in his development, a step forward. He's hoping that step forward is in Buffalo. Levi's hoping that step forward is, hey, I want to battle with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I want to be able to have that NHL season under his belt. And so I would think that the Sabres are playing this in two ways. Number one, who knows what the negotiation with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen are going to be like. Like, you can't go into training camp next year and Luukkonen is still unsigned and it's Levi and nobody else. So they added themselves some insurance with James Reimer, knowing that, well, if Luukkonen isn't signed, we're not put in a corner here of not knowing where do we go from now. And you don't want to come off the blocks in a bad way. You don't want to start the season, you know, 2-8-2 in the first 10, and then in the first 12, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, now we have no choice. We have to give Luukkonen what he wants, and we're in a bad spot here. I don't anticipate anything long negotiation with Luukkonen and the Sabres, but you never know. Two is, okay, Levi, like, show us what you can do in training camp. Show us that you've taken the step forward. We still have identified some little tweaks that you need to do to your game. Some parts of, okay, it worked in college. It may have worked a little bit in the AHL, but at the NHL level, that has to be better. He has to come in and prove that. I think James Reimer is, once again, this goalie that's going to come in camp and be right there, but that everything is on the table for Levi and Luukkonen to say, you perform at your best, you're going to be there. But for any one of them, and I don't anticipate it being Luukkonen, but, you know, if Luukkonen has a little bit of a step back, it's Levi that jumps in there and that hopefully, you know, shows what he can do. Maybe it's Reimer, but I think then it puts him in a little bit more of a competition at camp, especially when it comes to Levi and Reimer.
So from Reimer's standpoint, though, do you believe he thinks he's going to be with the Sabres the whole year?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want, and I don't anticipate, and I don't expect the Sabres to carry three goalies at the start of the season, because if they do, then they're walking right back into the situation they put themselves in last year with Luukkonen, Comrie, and Levi, and it was a bad situation. And it didn't get resolved until way later in the season, and we all saw what happened in, you know, the issues with the rosters and having to not be able to make the right moves or have the right players that they wanted to. So, no, if Luukkonen is in your group and he's your number one, and if Levi wins the spot, then Reimer starts the season in Rochester. And I don't know. You just said it, and that's absolutely true. We don't know what the conversation between Kevin Adams and James Reimer have been like. But I'm not going to sit here and say that Reimer is Buffalo at the start of the season, either by having won the backup job to Luukkonen or being here as a third goalie. No, I think if Reimer's the better of him and Levi at camp and the Sabres feel like Levi needs to start in Rochester, that's fine. But you're not keeping three goalies right now. That's definitely not the option moving forward.
Well, you outlined what could be the positives for Levi or what could be something that he could build off of if he spent time in Rochester. And I get it. We do this with every player. Levi kind of made it clear. Now, maybe it was a, you know, for lack of a better term, a self-defense mechanism, by basically saying at the end of last year in Rochester that that was the end of his time in Rochester, right?
Yeah.
So I guess, again, as I keep prodding on this, like, how do you think Levi would handle it if he had to start in Rochester, if he lost the competition to Reimer?
I look at it wasn't my second pro year. It was my third pro year, Duffer, but I've told that story many times. I had played well in camp. I thought I had earned my spot in Buffalo. The Sabres decided to go with Hasek and Dwayne Roloson. And when Darcy Regier called me into this little tiny office at the Northtown Center, and the coaching staff was there, and they said, "Marty, you're going to Rochester," I just about lost my, you know what? Like, I slammed the door. I was mad. I was upset. But that's part of being a pro. That's part of maturity. You have to play the game. You have to get better every day. Would Levi get upset? Maybe. I mean, he wants to be in the NHL. 100%. Yes, you probably get upset. But if he went down to Rochester and performed, it would show me so much more out of him than if he went to Rochester and was a sour, you know, guy in the corner and not happy about it. So they're going to give him the opportunity. They're going to let him, you know, battle it out in camp. And I would assume that Levi is penciled in right now as your number two. But again, they put themselves in a position with an insurance policy of having James Reimer there, not to force anything with Levi. And if it is the right situation to have him in Buffalo, good. If it's not, then go to Rochester. Play and play. Play well. Do what everybody has had to do, you know, to get to the National Hockey League. The best goaltender, Brian Miller, has had to do it. The best goalies have had to do it and play a little bit more at times to be able to get there.
As of right now, Levi has played 26 regular season games in Rochester, along with 5 playoff games. Obviously, if you were, you know, with the show and the weeks leading up to free agency, you know, the one name that I had penciled in for being kind of the perfect middleman, if you will, as someone, you know, who has spent time in the AHL but still had big designs on making a bigger impact in the NHL, was Chris Driger. He re-signed with the Panthers. I say re-signed. He went back to the Panthers after his time in the Seattle organization. And that's interesting in its own right, because Spencer Knight is still waivers exempt. So even though he has a big ticket NHL contract, boy, when I saw that yesterday, it sure felt like Chris Driger is going to be the guy backing up Bobrovsky at the start of next year. What do you think?
Well, you know, it was a real game of musical chairs when you look at goaltenders yesterday, because these backup spots were being filled really, really quickly. And I had a question mark when it came to the backup spot in Florida. And at the end of the day, I still had a backup spot when it came to the spot in San Jose, right? Because you got Vitek Vanacek that finished the season on IR, but Mackenzie Blackwood, Vitek Vanacek in San Jose, I think they probably will go that way. And Florida was really the one where, if you are a James Reimer or a Chris Driger, do you look at the Florida Panthers as a situation where you have a better chance to be in the National Hockey League and be the backup to Sergei Bobrovsky and beat Spencer Knight for that spot? Or, as you pointed out, Spencer Knight is waiver exempt, so can still go down to the American League without having to clear waivers. So that, to me, was the spot. Like, I felt like Florida was, if I was a tweener, if I was one of those that were playing the game of musical chairs, but all of a sudden saw that there was not a lot of them available, I would have looked at Florida. So I think that's a good contract for Chris Driger. And again, we don't know, but maybe James Reimer looked at that option and looked at other options. Maybe he felt like Buffalo was his best position to be in, to make it and stay in the National Hockey League. We don't know that, but I think that I compared Florida to Buffalo and others, and I thought, well, if I was a guy in that situation, I'd definitely look at the Florida Panthers for that open job as a backup goaltender, or open competition for backup goaltender.
Regular season schedule is out. Check out Sabres.com, Sabres social channels for how it all breaks down for the Sabres after they start the season in Prague and then have the home opener on October 10th against LA. Do you think Reimer felt like he ran out of chairs in Detroit now that they have 4 goaltenders signed?
They have, and this is what I put on my list here, and I'm going to pull it back up.
Billy Husso, Cam Talbot, Alex Lyon, Jack Campbell.
Yes, so there's something going on with Billy Husso in Detroit that they feel like they have to have all of these goalies in the stable, right? Like, Husso got 1 year left at just over $4 million. He missed some time through injury. They didn't buy him out when the buyout window opened last week, but, you know, with arbitrations and other, you know, mechanism, there could be another buyout window in Detroit. We'll see if that happens. But now that they got themselves Jack Campbell and Cam Talbot, along with Alex Lyon, I'm thinking they could go out and buy out Villajuso and just say, hey, that's our three right there. But they do have a crowded crease in Detroit, which was very surprising. What Steve Yzerman and Detroit did is, you know, it was puzzling to me, like, what direction are they going? Last season, they did the same thing. We felt like, wow, JT Comfort, David Perron, they kept grabbing on many different, you know, strength to make it happen. I think that Steve Yzerman's doing a little bit of the same this year. But look, it almost worked for Detroit last year. So you look at the Sabres and you say, okay, where do the Sabres position themselves again in that race for a playoff spot? Detroit, Ottawa, Buffalo. I think Montreal is always right now and still going to be a little bit more on the outside. But, you know, it's still the same group of four that's trying to get up to the top four and be in the playoffs.
So as it pertains to the rest of, since you just alluded to Buffalo and positioning itself moving forward here, obviously the focus yesterday was physicality, speed, fourth line, and trying to round out the group that way. But I'll take the same approach as I did with Reimer and Levi. What does the reconstruction of the fourth line and the current makeup of the roster mean for Kulik, Savoy, Roseanne, Rusek, and any other top prospect? And any other, yeah, top prospect. Rusek obviously is in a different category, but you know what I mean. What does it mean for them? Does it mean they have a chance still of making it this year somehow, some way? Or do you feel like, having been around teammates in this position, do they naturally feel a little bit defeated that the roster looks the way it looks and that they're unlikely to push Alex Tuch out of a position? You know what I mean?
I mean, if the Sabres had gotten a player like Patrick Kane on, you know, free agency, he didn't get there. But if they had gone to Patrick Kane and you say, okay, you got that left wing, you know, spot that was Jeff Skinner's spot with Tuck and Thompson on the top line filled out, or if you had acquired Marty Natchez or Nick Ehlers or somebody, right? Like a bigger fish, then I would say, okay, there's not a lot of room for especially a Kulik or a Roseanne to say, hey, where is there a spot on that roster for you to be able to say, ah, you earned that spot in training camp. Let's see what happens for the first 10, 15 games of the season. But I think there's still that spot right now. Look, I've penciled in Jason Zucker on the left wing with Thompson and Tuck. Could that be Benson? Could that be Paterka? Could you revamp the top six a little bit, trying to make everything work? Absolutely. But I do feel that if Jiří Kulik comes into camp and everything he touches is in the net, going to the net, he looks good, he's fast, and you know, put him in those early scrimmages and you say, go with Thompson and Tuck and let's see what you got. I could see him being given that opportunity. I think it's a little tougher for Isaac Roseanne, probably a lot tougher for Lucas Rusek to say, I can fill a spot on the top 12. But let's remember last year, Tyson Jost was a $2 million player, right? Lafferty is a $2 million player. Obi Kubel is a $1.5 million player right now. Like, the Sabres didn't have a problem saying to Tyson Jost, you're the extra forward last year. Even though he's a $2 million player, you're the extra forward. We have other guys that we want to try. We have other guys that we've developed we want to put in that situation. I think that you could put Lafferty as an extra. You could put Obi Kubel as an extra if the guys that you've developed in Rochester come in and earn that spot. If they don't wow you in camp and they don't do anything to force your hand into doing so, then it's on the players themselves. There's still opportunities because you're not looking at, you know, like fully, you know, embedded, cemented in that position just yet. There are free agents that were brought in. Even Malenstein, he's brought in. Like, what is he going to get? $1.5 million? $1 million? His contract going to be like, that's not a, oh, this guy is in. Like last year, we had Gergensen's Oposo in that position. Those guys were in. You weren't going to, you know, beat him out in that position. I think there's a little bit more wiggle room with that this year.
Well, you didn't mention Peyton Krebs. So my guess is you don't think Jiří Kulík, who's played predominantly center in Rochester, could come in and win the three center spot.
He could, but I think what I'm seeing from the moves that the Sabres have done is that they believe Peyton Krebs can fill that spot at three center, at third line center. Maybe that's more your thought if Jiří Kulík comes in, but look, I had Peyton Krebs and Jordan Greenway more pegged in for fourth line, right? Bottom six fourth line. But right now, the way that I put my lineup, I have Zucker with Thompson and Tuck, Paterka, Cousins, Quinn. I have Benson, Krebs, Greenway, and Malenstein, Lafferty, Obi, Kubel. Completely all new fourth line. I didn't put any prospects in there yet because I'm just looking at the players that are NHL players under contract. But I do think there is some flexibility. And if Kulík, again, I would like to see Jiří Kulík given an opportunity with Thompson and Tuck. Say, go up there. Like, I wanted somebody more established and, you know, make that big trade to go get that free agent signing, whatever, for that spot. Didn't happen. Could it be Kulík? Absolutely. Could it be Zucker, who had 27 goals playing in Pittsburgh 2 years ago? Yeah, it could be him as well. But I think there is more opportunities higher in the lineup for Kulík, in my opinion, than playing third line center between Benson and Greenway or whoever you want to put him with.
Well, if they were to pursue a trade, it seems like, not to say that there aren't centermen out there available through trade, but the ones we've talked about most are wingers. So what would happen if they acquired an Ehlers or an Aches, in your opinion, to the roster that you've just laid out?
Well, then if they did, I would push down a Jason Zucker, maybe more on the third line.
Right, but who's going to be the third line center?
Yeah, I think it's still a Peyton Krebs right now that's probably slotted in that opportunity, right? And look, Peyton Krebs was acquiring the Jack Eichel trade. He was a first-round pick. Have I seen enough of Peyton Krebs to know that I think he's a fourth-line center in my book right now? Yeah, I think I have. Is that a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing. You know, James Patrick, the line, and I think that line was directed to Peyton Krebs. The NHL will put you in your place. Like, I think that Peyton Krebs right now has had enough time to say, where do I fit? I see him as a fourth line center, guy that can kill penalties if you want to put him in that spot. So that's fine. I think the Sabres may see him more of a, okay, well, by necessity, we'll elevate him. We'll put him at third line center. Last year, third line center was Casey Mittelstadt. Like, Casey Mittelstadt is a better third line center than Peyton Krebs. So, but could Jiří Kulík be there? Yeah, I think Jiří Kulík could be there, but I don't anticipate right now the Sabres to get a Nick Ehlers, because Nick Ehlers is a no-movement clause, and I think that would have gotten done already. Or a Marty Natchez. Natchez kind of is dictating where he wants to go. He doesn't have, you know, trade protection, but he has a, I'm not going to sign with you, I'm not going to sign with you, I'm not going to sign with you protection. And that's also making things harder. So I don't anticipate the Sabres to go out and fill, you know, that top line winger position right now. So I think that we can basically look at our roster and make those decisions.
NHL schedule is out. Sabres full schedule is out. Check it out at sabres.com and on the Sabres social channels. Of course, before the preseason begins, we've got FanFest coming up September 14th. Opportunity to interact with current players and alumni. And of course, Hockey Fest is a part of that. Youth and adult age groups, participants receiving a pair of Sabres preseason tickets, a Hockey Fest t-shirt. All skill levels are welcome. Go to sabres.com/hockeyfest. Of course, development camp is underway right now. We're a couple of days in. It culminates on the morning of the 4th with a little 3-on-3 tournament. Max Sturback, who was drafted in the second round a year ago, joins us next on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Get back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Sabres Live continues. We'll have Max Sturback coming up from development camp shortly. Earlier today, it was a signing of James Reimer, adding to the goaltending mix for Buffalo. It's a one-year, one-way deal at $1 million. And Reimer, of course, has been in the NHL for almost 15 years and will obviously present some significant competition, you would think, to being a number two or the organization's number three. We'll get to a little Rochester news a little later on as far as all the, you know, the names that that they have been able to fill in their roster with. Marty, a quick thought, though, on Victor Hedman getting his extension today, as expected, from Tampa, but it basically being the exact same deal that Stamkos ended up taking in Nashville.
Yeah, and to me, it... Again, it's like, did they make a mistake not re-signing Steven Stamkos and adding Jake Gensel? They're rolling back the McDonoughs and the Hedman, and they've got Kucherov. And it's like, okay, I really feel like they should have kept Stamkos there, the 40 goals last year. But Hedman is definitely their main guy on the blue line. So another year left, and then the four-year extension is going to take him in, you know, probably the last year or two of his career.
Max Sturback is with us from development camp, his second such camp with the Sabres. Max, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How's it different this year from last when you were freshly drafted?
Well, it's, you know, it's always good to come here. And I think this year is a bit different now that I kind of know how it works, or I kind of know how the locker room is, and I know all the people. So it's good to come back and have a good development camp again.
Who is one of the players that you were excited to see again? Like, having got to know them last year in development camp and saying, oh, I can't wait to see this guy at development camp this year. Maybe you played against him in college hockey. Maybe you knew them from back home. Like, is there one guy you're excited to see?
Right. I'm not sure if there's any particular guy that I was like, super especially excited to see, but all the guys, I feel like Evan McCarthy, I chatted with him about, you know, he played at college as a freshman too, so it was good to see his experience. And then also I'd say the newly drafted Patrick Geary, who plays with me at Michigan State, that was good to see him too.
How would you, now that you've had a chance to kind of put it in the rear view, how would you assess the first year at Michigan State?
It was, you know what, it was pretty hard at the start. Before that, I played in the USHL, and I think college is a big step. We played in the Big Ten, and I think the Big Ten is known to be very skillful, very fast. The players are very good. Usually you play against some other draft picks, so it was hard at the start, but I got to adjust pretty well, and I think it was a good year for me and also for Michigan State.
How did the speed difference between, you know, playing the USHL in college, and it was that gap as big as now going from college to development camp and trying to get to the pros?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty big gap at the start. And I think with each level just getting higher and higher now, there's always going to be some kind of gap with the speed and overall game. So you just have to, you know, work hard and try to get to that level.
Favorite part about being a Spartan?
I think right now it's just the games that we play. I think in the past 10 years or so, the Spartans haven't been so good. And now with the brand new coaching staff, we've kind of turned it around. So it's good to be part of that success and kind of being acknowledged around campus and even class. I was my professor, like we were chatting it up, and it's good to see that, you know, everyone is kind of involved in our program.
How often do you have to answer the question about being a Sabres draft pick and Ryan Miller and his numbers being in the rafters? Like, do you walk around carrying a Ryan Miller like autobiography so you can answer the right questions?
No, I mean, you know, it's good to have that, that Ryan Miller was also drafted or played here at the Sabres. And, you know, I see his face around the walls in our locker room. So it's good to kind of remind me that he's been here too. But I don't think I answer that many questions, no.
Hey, what are you majoring in?
I major in advertising management. I think a lot of guys choose this major. I think it's like, it's not too hard, not too easy. I think it's the middle road. So, you know, our whole schedule is pretty demanding. So with that, I didn't want anything too hard or too easy. So I took the middle road.
Well, it's based on your dad's background and your venture into hockey, though, it feels like hockey's been the career choice for quite some time. What, how long do you feel like it has been the goal for you?
You know what? That's a good question. I think when I started to play, I used to play in Finland when I was like 12, and then right around that time when I started to be like 13 or 14, I still played Europe with guys, with older guys. And even there, I could see that I was kind of above average, and I could see that I was a bit better. So right around that time, I was like, maybe I got a shot. So I started to take hockey more seriously, and then now here I am.
What's your schedule like at school? Like, when do you have practice? Are you in class for 6 hours a day? What's the balance there from somebody like you or any other student?
Right. Everyone has it differently. I need to have more in-person classes because I'm European. There's some rules. Yeah. So the day starts at the rink. We start at 8 or 9 a.m. We have breakfast each semester. So one semester it's at 9 a.m. Then second semester it's at 8 a.m. I don't know why, but we skate around 10 a.m. Then after skate we have lift, and I get from the rink around 3 p.m. So it's a long day at the rink, and then after I still need to take or go to class. And And even after that, I have to go home and do homework. So it's, as I said, it's demanding, but, you know, I chose this, so I have to bear with it.
Absolutely. You've had tremendous opportunities, three, as a matter of fact, playing at the World Juniors for Slovakia. Where do you feel Slovakia's game is at on the international stage. We obviously, you know, followed Miro Šatan forever here in Buffalo, and I feel like the fan base has always had a little bit of a connection to both Czech right. and Slovakia. How would you describe where you think Slovakia is at on the world stage?
Sorry, I just cut off a bit. But
oh, that's
I,
okay.
I think I got your question. Yes.
Yeah. Just your nation seems, you know, like so many, but it's a smaller nation, so there seems to right. be so much pride, and the fact you've been able to wear the jersey a number of times. Just curious how you feel like Slovakia is on the world stage at the moment.
Right. You kind of said it. It's a big pride to wear the jersey, and we're a smaller country, so a lot of times in these tournaments and overall, everyone takes us as the underdogs. But I think the last few years we've been getting better and better. Unfortunately, in the World Juniors, we haven't had that much luck. And the last 2 years, we lost in the quarterfinals in the overtime. But I think we're getting better and better, and I'm actually looking forward to my last World Juniors in the winter time.
Who did you grow up watching? Any Slovakian player? Like, I mean, we just mentioned Miro Šatan, well known here. I got to play with Marian Gaborik with the New York Rangers. I'm sure a lot of people in Slovakia are you know, growing up watching Gabby. So who did you grow up watching?
Me, I would say it was Dan Ortara, obviously okay. defenseman too, and he has had a very long, successful career in and everyone knows him in Slovakia and around the world. So he was my favorite player growing up.
Perfect role
model.
So
you're 6'2", though. Did you like think, how can I get to 6'7", 6'8"?
I mean, I wish I was 6'6", but or and more. But I guess I don't really get to choose. But I think 6'2" is not too bad as well.
Yeah, that's wow. pretty good.
Yeah, I would say it's served you well so far, and obviously you look forward to, what do you look forward to at the end of this this week with the 3-on-3? Like this, you know, again, this is your second go-around, so you kind of know what to expect. What are you looking forward to?
Right, I think 3-on-3 is the most fun or the best part of this development camp, and it's fun to kind of compete with the players and to have the chance to win that little trophy at the end. So I think I'll just try to go to that final, and we'll see.
It sounds good.
What
Max,
is the rest of quickly? What's the rest of the summer like? Are you going back home for a little bit, right back to school? What's your summer like after development camp?
Yeah. So right now at this time, the majority of the guys are already at school. And we lift weights there in practice. So right after development camp, I'm heading straight there and spending the summer there and pretty much the whole semester and the whole school year, I'm going to be there.
Well, best of luck and thank you for joining us today, Max. We look forward to another season ahead.
Thank you, of course.
Max Sturback, he's with Michigan State University, second round pick of the Sabres a year ago, and obviously joined this year with this year's draft class by his teammate Patrick Geary, Hamburg native, and nice story from the Sabres at this year's draft. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with more, as promised, a little update on the Amerks, how they filled in their roster, next on Sabres Live.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Free agency period continues in the NHL, and by extension, that means certainly the AHL as well, rounding out rosters organizationally. Tough to see, but expected, of course. Some players moving on, switching organizations, like yesterday, Brandon Biro, Joe Ciccone, Jeremy Davies, to name just a few. However, the Amerks do have, based on yesterday and today, returning players like Brett Murray, Mason Yopst, terrific news there, Graham Slager, Brendan Warren, Ethan Prowe, Noah Lawan, and the house cat, Michael Hauser, who has signed once again, of course, that after Felix Sandstrom was also signed in the crease yesterday, James Reimer was signed by the Sabres today. And a couple of newcomers worth noting, Jack Rathbone, who comes in on the blue line from the Vancouver organization, but also Josh Dunn, who had a really strong finish to the season with Cleveland. So we'll see just if, you know, he can have a significant impact with the Amerks. And it's worth noting simply because we spent so much of the offseason already, Marty, talking about the youth and the top prospects, the high draft picks, and how young this group could potentially be. Therefore, Yost, Murray, Josh Dunn look to be the go-to catalyst to help guide that incredibly young group of top-end picks.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, part of your hoping the success coming to the Buffalo Sabres often has to start with success in the Rochester, you know, like in building that success through. We saw what, you know, Wilkes-Barre was able to do in the American League, and then it led to Pittsburgh getting a lot of success. You know, Syracuse to a certain extent with Tampa, they were able to pick some players that were there and move on. And you're hoping that the last few years in Rochester will, you know, ultimately end up moving some players up. So you need to surround them with some good veterans, obviously, in the American League so that the young players can learn a little bit. We did in our days, and I still remember those guys that I played with my first couple of years with the Amherst.
So who are the contracts that you were or most intrigued by yesterday, the best deals, not just yesterday, today, obviously, and every day moving forward, but you can't predict the future. At least I'm told that. what has struck your fancy so far?
Well, I mean, the one contract that really stood out to me was a Nashville Predator contract, and not the Steven Stamkos one, but the Jonathan Marchessault one. To know that Jonathan Marchessault in the season that he had with the Vegas Golden Knights last year, and I know he's not getting any younger, but to give him 5 years at $5.5 million, I thought was an absolute bargain. And I know Marchessault's a UFA. He gets to pick where he wants to go. And we talked about Nashville being a no-tax state in Tennessee. So obviously probably getting more bang for his buck in Tennessee than anywhere else he could have gone. But $5.5 million. Think of players that have signed for $5.5 million. Sean Monahan signed for $5.5 million in Columbus. Tyler Toffoli signed for $6 million. I mean, $6 million for Toffoli, $5.5 million for Marchessault. I feel like that's with San Jose. There was, you know, I mean, Brady Shea signed for 7 years, $7 million a year with Nashville. So I feel like Marchessault at $5.5 million was a very, very low number. And one that, you know, Nashville's got to be very happy about. And the other guy that I was surprised with the contract was William Carrier, a show favorite. He went for a 6-year deal, $2 million a year. But he said, you know what? Screw it. I'm taking the 6 years. I'm taking the security. I don't want to deal with this. So 6-year deal at $2 million a year for William Carrier. I thought that was odd, but hey, good for him.
Well, it unfortunately disproved a theory that I had, which was that next to his immediate family, I loved him the most. So now Carolina
loves him the second most.
Carolina has now maybe, you know, Carolina put the money where their mouth is. I was unable to do that, obviously, in this situation. Development camp continues at Harbor Center in the next couple of days. We're on hiatus until Monday. Enjoy the rest of the week, folks. We'll see you soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo.
if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Free agency period continues in the NHL, and by extension, that means certainly the AHL as well, rounding out rosters organizationally. Tough to see, but expected, of course. Some players moving on, switching organizations, like yesterday, Brandon Biro, Joe Ciccone, Jeremy Davies, to name just a few. However, the Amerks do have, based on yesterday and today, returning players like Brett Murray, Mason Yopst, terrific news there. Graham Slager, Brendan Warren, Ethan Prowe, Noah Lawin, and the house cat, Michael Hauser, who has signed once again. Of course, that after Felix Sandstrom was also signed in the crease yesterday. James Reimer was signed by the Sabres today. And a couple of newcomers worth noting, Jack Rathbone, who comes in on the blue line from the Vancouver organization, but also Josh Dunn, who had a really strong finish to the season with Cleveland. So we'll see just if, you know, he can have a significant impact with the Amerks. And it's worth noting simply because we spent so much of the offseason already, Marty, talking about the youth and the top prospects, the high draft picks, and how young this group could potentially be. Therefore, Yopst, Murray, Josh Dunn look to be the go-to catalyst to help guide that incredibly young group of top-end picks.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, part of your hoping the success coming to the Buffalo Sabres often has to start with success in the Rochester, you know, like in building that success through. We saw what, you know, Wilkes-Barre was able to do in the American League, and then it led to Pittsburgh getting a lot of success. You know, Syracuse to a certain extent with Tampa, they were able to pick some players that were there and move on. And you're hoping that the last few years in Rochester will, you know, ultimately end up moving some players up. So you need to surround them with some good veterans, obviously, in the American League so that the young players can learn a little bit. We did in our days, and I still remember those guys that I played with my first couple of years with the Amherst.
So who are the contracts that you were or most intrigued by yesterday, the best deals, not just yesterday, today, obviously, and every day moving forward, but you can't predict the future. At least I'm told that. what has struck your fancy so far?
Well, I mean, the one contract that really stood out to me was a Nashville Predator contract, and not the Steven Stamkos one, but the Jonathan Marchessault one. To know that Jonathan Marchessault in the season that he had with the Vegas Golden Knights last year, and I know he's not getting any younger, but to give him 5 years at $5.5 million, I thought was an absolute bargain. And I know Marchessault's a UFA. He gets to pick where he wants to go. And we talked about Nashville being a no tax state in Tennessee. So obviously probably getting more bang for his buck in Tennessee than anywhere else he could have gone. But $5.5 million. Think of players that have signed for $5.5 million. Sean Monahan signed for $5.5 million in Columbus. Tyler Toffoli signed for $6 million. I mean, $6 million for Toffoli, $5.5 million for Marchessault. So I feel like that's with San Jose. There was, you know, I mean, Brady Shea signed for 7 years, $7 million a year with Nashville. So I feel like Marshall saw at 5.5 was a very, very low number, and one that, you know, Nashville's got to be very happy about. And the other guy that I was surprised with the contract was William Carrier, a show favorite. He went for a 6-year deal, $2 million a year, but he said, you know what? Screw it. I'm taking the 6 years. I'm taking the security. I don't want to deal with this. So 6-year deal at $2 million a year for William Carrier. I thought that was odd, but hey, good for him.
Well, it unfortunately disproved a theory that I had, which was that next to his immediate family, I loved him the most. So now Carolina
loves him the second most.
Carolina has now maybe, you know, Carolina put the money where their mouth is. I was unable to do that, obviously, in this situation. Development camp continues at Harbor Center in the next couple of days. We're on hiatus until Monday. Enjoy the rest of the week, folks. We'll see you soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.